Hey, Leo, can I ask you something? You work in media, right?
Yeah, guilty as charged. What's up?
Well, it feels like that with all our quick access to news and information, we've gotten ourselves to a point where everything is believable and nothing is believable at the same time. It's overwhelming, to be honest. How does one begin to decipher what's true and what isn't?
It sounds like you're referring to misinformation and its worst cousin, disinformation and fake news. It's not new, though. It's been with us ever since people started sharing and spreading news around. But there are certainly more ways to make noise nowadays than in the past, and that gets stressful. The trouble with fake news is that it usually isn't 100% fake. It's often true information that is connected to untrue conclusions or twisted to point toward something that's not true.
Like what, for example?
Well, like a photograph or video footage is an easy example. You know the expression, a picture can never lie, right? So the information in the image is true information. The problem is that there's hundreds of different ways that people can interpret what was happening before, during, and after the photo was taken.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean. And so, what's the difference between misinformation and disinformation?
Okay, well, sometimes a reporter or blogger releases or shares a story too quickly before checking sources, and it turns out later that the information was false. That's misinformation. Its damage is not intentional, but it's real nonetheless as a result of irresponsibility. An extreme example of this is when a person is mistakenly accused of murdering someone. It burns an image in people's minds who are desperate for answers and justice. Even if or when the truth later comes out, it's difficult for the accused person to ever get his or her life back.
Okay, that's pretty clear, I think. That's hard, you know, because how can we ever know? But what about disinformation?
That's when false information or narrative is deliberately generated and spread in order to unjustly harm someone, protect someone, or to push a political agenda. Its consequences are devastating, mainly because, as you said, it puts everyone into an unfortunate dimension where everything is believable and nothing is believable at the same time. And now, with AI and deepfake videos, images actually can lie.
I have to confess, I'm not feeling great about what I'm hearing. I mean, how can I know when I'm reading or hearing information that is either untrue or misleading?
Well, I want to say there's a simple, clean way to do it. I mean, one could say that you need to check the sources of the information reported. For instance, who's posting the article? Is it some random blog or a recognized news organization? Because reliable sources have editors and fact-checkers backing them, and the less institutional ones just post whatever gets clicks. So on the surface, that's a good way to feel confident. But if the people who work at a recognized news outlet collectively go in one direction politically, then trusting them to report the news without political bias is no longer a luxury. So we always have to dig under the surface.
Darn it, Leo, who has time for that? What does digging under the surface even look like anyway? If I'm scrolling through TikTok to get my news, what do I need to look for?
Well, one thing to look for is a different source that's not TikTok. But definitely never trust the text in a thumbnail. Its only purpose is to get you to click, and the algorithms will only feed you more of the same. Algorithms were designed to be helpful, to suggest content that you've demonstrated interest in. But once politics enters that scenario, you have to really be careful about what you consume. If you're looking at written news, for instance, definitely read past the headline. Headlines are designed to trigger people's emotions, not inform. At least skim the full article to help you spot exaggeration, missing context, or straight-up lies.
So you're saying I need to actually read? I don't like reading.
I know, it's rough. But seriously, checking for supporting evidence matters. Are they quoting actual experts or just random people with titles like health guru or political analyst with no credentials?
Right, like some influencer acting like a scientist?
Exactly. That's why recognizing bias helps too. Not every expert is necessarily telling the truth, or even a real expert for that matter. Is the article pushing an agenda? Is it discrediting someone without proof? A good journalist tries being neutral. A fake one's usually trying to stir stuff up.
So basically, stay skeptical.
Exactly. I'm not saying be a full-on conspiracy theorist, but questioning things, comparing sources, even reporting misinformation when you see it, all that helps.
That's a lot to think about.
It is. But being informed means being responsible and reading, Tasha. You can do it. We can't just be passive consumers anymore. We got to be evaluators too.
All right. Leo, the media warrior, I hear you.
Just doing my part to fight the info apocalypse.